From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Pentagon has appointed three-star general, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, to lead all military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. The Trump administration has been criticized for not responding more quickly to the crisis in the U.S. territory, which was hit hard by Hurricane Maria September 17th. Thursday, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the 8-day period between the declaration of an emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts, Acting Homeland Security Director Elaine Duke.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
Representatives from social media, Twitter, told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining that they were linked to Russia, which sought to interfere in U.S. politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier in the month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and its alleged support for extremists. Qatar has denied supporting any extremism, saying that the crisis is actually politically motivated. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on his second trip to China, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear aggression amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. In a meeting with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong and the top U.S. diplomat, they're seeking China's cooperation to curb North Korea's nuclear provocations and pave the way for President Donald Trump's first visit to China in November. After President Donald Trump last week issued a new executive order giving the United States greater leverage over foreign banks that support the North Korean regime, the U.S. is now looking at implementing tougher sanctions. Susan Thornton, who's acting Assistant Secretary of State for Asian Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the administration is working with allied countries to try and ferret out illicit underground networks used by North Korea to subvert previous sanctions. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib to help end the civil war there. Erdogan said after talks in Ankara that the pair agreed to pursue more intensely the implementation of a de-escalation zone in Idlib, which is currently under jihadist control.
The Kurdistan regional government has in fact thrown itself into the middle of the fire with its senseless attempt at independence. I don't accept anyone's independence.
A UN visit to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine state has been postponed due to bad weather. The word of the delay comes a day after the UN officials said that its representatives would be accompanied by Myanmar government officials in a visit there. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley.
The United States is providing $95 million to support urgent humanitarian needs in Burma and Bangladesh. But given the likelihood of more people fleeing across the border, plus the ongoing monsoon season and the humanitarian need already present in Bangladesh, this generosity will not be enough.
Approximately 400 people have been killed in subsequent clashes. Satellite images released by a rights group, Amnesty International, have shown entire Rohingya villages burned. U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise has returned to the House of Representatives for the first time since being shot on June 14th, telling colleagues he is a living example that miracles happen. Months after recovering from near-fatal injury, Scalise slowly walked into the House chamber with the aid of two forearm crutches and to an extended round of applause from fellow lawmakers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.